One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
We are back,
and the D-Man has arrived. Night pod for the fellas here today as D-Man gets adjusted to the headset here. We're going to give him a sec here, and then we're going to have a lot to be excited about. We got a lot to discuss. We got a lot to be excited about here today. Mikey V will be taking on the Big Mac Challenge. I knew that if I posed, like, I had just been seeing it on TikTok of people who are trying to eat a Big Mac in under a minute. I put on Twitter that I think Mikey would not only just obliterate the minute time, I think more of the number of how fast he can put down a Big Mac, I think, is 30 seconds.
I'd like to know what the Guinness World Record is for the Big Mac.
I saw a guy on TikTok who's like a professional mukbanger. Like, this guy is the real deal.
Okay.
I sent it to you guys. I think so.
Like 28 seconds, I think, or 22 seconds.
Is that right? A professional 28 seconds? That's a good number, yeah.
He's a mukbanger.
The one that Bob sent, it was insane. It was like 22 seconds.
Yeah, I don't think he could beat that. This guy's
22 seconds. Is fucking nuts, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, for the record, you know, I am not a professional eater. I'm an amateur eater, Bob.
I'm an amateur.
According to you, I just said I was an amateur eater,
not a professional eater. So why would you say not according to you?
I'm just saying you like to talk about how you have the Spankies records
I
and
do?
Other things. Yeah.
There's a certain flow, and there's a flow.
There's
to
no
Joe,
flow to that. He just said there's no frame of reference. That's some bottle you got there, Joe. That is what is that? The all day tracker.
You know what? It keeps you up to speed where you got to be.
So it's got the motive. Does that have the motivational messages next to it?
We rise and shine. Let's get started. Remember, you're good. Keep it up. Halfway there.
I'm the hard.
Don't quit.
That's insane. Fucking insane.
You remember,
stay hydrated, folks.
That was funny what Billy said today. We had to do this photo shoot today, and he goes, you came up about the Big Mac Challenge, and Billy's just like, oh, by the way, he's like, Mikey is a huge hard O. And I was like,
oh, yeah, he's great.
Billy's a good kid.
Good guy. Nice the kid. July 4th one Mikey had where he's got the racks on racks at the gym. He's got that guinea tea. And he's
dude. Feeling strong on 4th of July, bro.
That's your holiday.
Nice and strong, man. Just trying to keep up. Trying to keep up with Joe.
Hey, the D-Man. D-Man's got. I do just want to say we look. I think it's great. I think Bob the Sports as a whole is slimming down. FP looks slim. Saw him today.
He looks great. Really good.
I think D-Man's knocked down.
I texted FP. I said he looked good. I saw something he put up. I was like, he looked good. He was like, I'm really trying. I go, that's good. You should.
We're at 7-Eleven today. He did not have a Slurpee. That's like when you know.
That's wild. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
wild.
Crazy. He looks good. D-Man slimming down. But we just, D-Man just put into the group chat, Bob, the sports is doing something with Subway. So they're having us go to Subway tomorrow and make our own sub. And Joe puts in the chat to girl Victoria, who helps coordinate everything with us. She's on our team. She's awesome. And she asked, like, hey guys, can you send in what sub you want to make? So I send in like an Italian, and Gutsy sends into the group chat, and he goes, Victoria, I'm on a strict diet. Like, I don't think I'm going to be able to
strict
do
regimen.
This. I texted back to the Jags to Victoria. He will be taking a bite. I was like, if there's a problem, like, please don't go back to them and be like, hey, Joe's on a strict
Well, I
diet.
didn't know if I had to eat the whole sandwich or not, Bob.
So then Joe
I'm sure you're being compensated enough to be able to eat a sandwich, Joe.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's like I
goes
respect
against goes
diet.
against goes against what?
My
Goes against what?
trainer would not be happy.
Oh, please. Oh, fucking please, man.
Todd would be pissed.
Mikey's got
Todd?
Todd the trainer, yeah.
that.
Todd the
Mikey,
trainer,
oh
yeah.
man,
he's
that's
got
so
the
good. His name's
he
Todd.
messaged
That's
me. He's like,
fucking
Bob,
great.
he's like, I got a trainer. He was the
You knew he
athletic.
wasn't just some trainer.
Correct. He was the strength and conditioning coach, he said, for the Anaheim Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, he
I said,
was.
I was like, dude, he
The
never
guy
just
holds me accountable, man.
but we were talking to, like, he can never just like get a like a guy, like a regular guy in town to go
No. Well,
just adjust.
I messaged the Nelk boys, Kyle, because he had a wildly incredible
Looks good.
transformation.
He looks real
And you know
good.
what? He went from puffy to svelte. And now I said, like, I'd like to know what you did. He got me involved with this guy. And like, literally, Mikey, the first time I talked to him, he FaceTimes me. And I go, okay, well, maybe we'll start next week. He's like, how about today? I'm like, it's
Good for him.
4:30 in the
Good for him.
afternoon,
Good
dude.
for him.
This guy's built different, man. I don't want to let him down.
Justin, it's like Justin Thomas's chiropractor or
That's
the
what I'm saying. It's
that was
the
good.
Canadian Barber of the Year. It's always
Yeah.
there's
Runner up.
always this
Runner
is
up.
just
Runner
yeah.
up.
No,
Runner up.
well, it's 2018. It was a while removed.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it happened. It's not like he was
True.
the current Barber of the Year. So,
COVID fucked a lot of that up for him,
So
probably.
let me
Yeah, it
ask you
probably did.
something though, D. Like, what's this number for Mikey that you think? I said I you can't. It's hard to doubt Mikey when it comes
I
to
have my
food.
number.
What's the number you're thinking of?
My number's 33 seconds.
Yeah. I think that's a
I
pretty.
mean,
I
listen, anything
think
sub
it's a good
40,
number.
any sub 40 number, I'd be pleased with.
Yeah. What's like? What's a? What do you walk out of really happy with, Mikey?
I mean, number one, I mean, I have to beat a minute, obviously. That has to happen.
That's
But I mean,
that's
I'd say under 40, I'm happy. Under 30, I'd be pumped under 30. Like I'd be fired up
That'd be
under 30.
huge.
Yeah, I'd be
Under
fired up.
30 would be big for the pod.
Yeah, it would be. It would be.
Yeah,
I think it would be.
I think
Yeah.
if he goes under 30, we got to start bringing him into some challenges, some like legitimate food competition.
Nah.
I think so. I really do. The Joey Chestnut.
I
I
think at some point
volunteer.
we hit up Joey Chestnut to mentor him.
He
I
follows me, by the
volunteer.
way. He recently started following. He'd
Is
be
that
great on the
right?
show. Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, he'd
Mikey,
be
you
good on
might
the
have a
show.
calling, Michael.
I think the challenge is different from Mikey, though. Like, obviously, Dog Chestnut would get him, but like, it's like a.
I agreed to this one simply because it's for time. I like to do it for time. When you have to do
Yeah.
volume, bro, it's miserable. Like it's not fun. It's not there's nothing enjoyable about it. Like it's not fun. Like it's just not fun. This is gonna
Yeah.
be fun. This will be fun.
Yeah, and last thing I'll say, 'cause, and then I guess we'll get into it. It's just I'm too excited to not just fire this up right out of the gate. What's the attack?
Oh.
Is this a two bite type deal here, Mikey?
I said I could take this down in 2 bites, maximum 3. So if I don't finish this in 3 bites, I'll be very upset.
Show him the Big Mac.
Three bites.
By the
Three
way,
bites, yeah.
Arby's has a great burger too, so I just want to let people know that.
Big Mac looks
Yeah.
solid, man.
It does look
It's a
good.
nice looking bun. Really nice
Yeah.
looking bun. I mean, I thought there was cheese on the top one. There's not, which is disappointing. I thought they put cheese on the top one. There's
Dude,
only cheese. There's
it is
cheese on the
amazing.
bottom.
Customize it. Ticket
Yeah, I
really
should
taught
have.
me this, but it is amazing. As good as the Big Mac is, the quarter pounder patty
Quarter pounder's good.
is made to
Quarter pounder's
order
really good. This
and it
is.
blows away that, but like the people who get like the Big Mac is at least incredible. The people who get the two cheeseburger meal are crazy because you the quarter pounder is so much better. I get the Big Mac play, but the quarter pounder, I
I
just
like
think is a
the double quarter pounder if you're really
it's
feeling
great.
hungry. That's a good sandwich.
It's great. What's your thoughts
That's a
on
good
these
sandwich.
smash burgers, D? Are you a smash burger guy?
Yeah, I love a smash burger.
Me too.
I think
Me
they're
too.
really solid, man. I think
Yeah.
they're really, really good.
Me
You
too.
don't really need all the toppings. You just need the
Now
essentials, really.
you think Bone could like put a cl or EA could put a clock
Oh
like we did
yeah.
that last time, right? Yeah, okay. Okay.
Actually, just to keep people just a
Well,
little bit
Joe's got to get the
longer
clock
into
going.
a, we will, we're gonna get a
I'll get the
little,
clock.
I do just want to discuss one more thing before we go in, if you're
Sure,
okay,
sure,
with that, and then we'll go into first things first. We're
sure.
gonna take a quick time out, not an ad coming in here, but please, it worked a couple weeks ago. Yes, we are begging, please. Take a moment to smash that subscribe button for Mikey doing this challenge here. We're on our way to 100K. Mikey hit me up. He saw the Bob DeSports plaque. I do want a Brilliantly Dumb Show plaque for that 100K. I think would be awesome. But let's take
Oh,
some
that would
time
be
out
awesome.
for a like and a subscribe. Give him 5 seconds, Joey D, starting now. Thank you very much. One more thing to get into that happened this week that was a riot. It was very, it was a mix of very exciting, but then just my
Alarming.
alarming, mind-boggling,
Concerning.
concerning. We're recording Monday. We were gonna record yesterday morning, Sunday. We usually do Saturday or Sunday morning. Katsi says, guys, I think Nicole's going into labor. Like I'm about to have my child. Like
Was
I
a scare.
it was scare. But we're like, oh my God, like, holy, like, all right, like, forget about the pod. We'll figure out the pod. We'll do it tomorrow, like, whenever. So we're all excited. We're asking them questions. And then we're like, I think I sent in. I was like, all right, are you guys good to go for, to do tomorrow night? And
Bob
Cutsy's
hopped in the car and started driving to his parents' house right away. He was like,
because
"All
we were
right,
going to,
I'm out."
yeah.
I went right to the pool, my in-laws' pool. I was going right to the pool. I was like, "All right, I'm done."
Yeah, because I was going to go to my parents' house right after. So then me and I just got in the car and we're like, all right, we're going. But yeah, we're all excited. And then I'm like, are you guys good to do it tomorrow night? We're asking Joe questions. And then Joe goes, no, I'm good to go in about 15. And me and Mikey were just like,
That was the wild.
I wish there was a camera on my. And then Mikey texted me. He's like, is this guy serious? Like,
Joe, I was even for me, I was in a little bit of shock. I was like, he really just said that? He went from my wife's possibly going into labor. I'm on the phone with the midwife to I'm good to go in 15-20. Give me 15-20, I'll
yeah,
record.
and then granted, I could have turned around. Like, I wasn't far. I could have turned around and did the podcast. But there's another part of me that's like, if Joe does this podcast right now, like she's gonna be fucking pissed and would have every
Oh
right to
yeah.
be. She would have
She
every
was.
right to be, and she was. And how do you can't blame her? I
No,
that's
no,
crazy.
no.
Your
Well,
thoughts?
the
The midwife
midwife
told
few
her it
things
was
come
just a
before the
scare.
pod, but children certainly
That
have.
was, the child was not coming. It was a scare. It wasn't the real thing. And I don't know, Mikey. I'm not a, my wife comes to me and she goes, I think I'm going into labor. Like well, what am I going to say? So,
Nothing.
at nothing. I said, okay, the pod's canceled, but then once she got the call and she went through the different symptoms and everything, like it was just a scare. It wasn't like the real thing. And the midwife, I heard her on the phone, said, the best thing for you to do is just lay down and just relax and just take it easy. So she goes to lay down, and I'm like, if we're not leaving, not going anywhere, well, we got a pod still to do. I could bang one out. She was not happy about that. And you know what? She is right. I should have been more considerate. But we haven't missed a podcast in a long time. And I don't intend on missing one anytime soon, Michael.
Oh
Atta
boy,
boy.
subscribe for that.
You're a
Yeah.
dog, man.
But at the same time, too, it's like even if she's not, going into labor, like you still doing that pod. Like in my head, I was like, he's gonna be so fucked. Like if he does the podcast,
Yeah.
he's gonna be so
Oh
fucked.
yeah,
So I just
yeah.
kept driving. I'm like, there's no way we're doing a podcast today. I could have turned.
I was like, I guess if you really want to, let me know for sure. And Bob's like, we're doing it tomorrow. That's it.
Yeah, like
We're
what
just doing
the?
it tomorrow. It's like,
What?
all right.
Yeah.
And then we were
Yeah.
gonna do it
That
earlier,
was
but I like
wild.
the
It was
night
a
pod. I
wild
like.
sequence from being in labor to being on the phone with the midwife to I could do it in 15 minutes. Just a
I
wild.
still will say it opened my eyes to like when the time actually comes, it's gonna be a little intense.
I mean, Joe, it's the most significant event of your life.
I would not do well in the room. I would not do well.
I was watching a reel of guys who watch their wife giving birth
Yes,
and
yes,
they
yes.
keel over and they're like fainting and like
Yeah, it's a wild
I'm more
sight.
nervous than she is for
It's a
this whole
wild
thing,
sight.
Mikey.
It's a wild sight.
Oh, so you got in there, Mikey.
Yeah, I was in there.
Were
I was in there.
you? Did you didn't go
I
below
was in
sheet.
there. No, but they had a mirror positioned and I could see what was happening, man. And
Oh
it was
no. Yeah, see, I
something.
don't think I'd go below sheet.
It's
No,
something.
you
You
stay
don't.
next
You
to the
don't. They
shoulder.
position you by her shoulders, but
The shoulders, Bob.
they have like a mirror thing where the doctors are,
I
and
can't.
it's
I
like, you
can't
know,
be
if you
doing
peek, oh,
that.
if you peek at that mirror, you know, curiosity killed the cat, Bob. You know,
It's what a fascinating thing that is, like the
wild.
fact
But
that,
when
like,
that baby comes out, man,
oh yeah,
and
but isn't it's
they
gonna be
give you that
covered in
baby,
goo and stuff? Well,
Joe,
I
it's your
mean,
fucking child, Joe. It's your
no,
child, man. But they
Gutsy's
always
gonna,
in the
Gutsy's
movie,
true.
they always like
It's
have
not like
the child's like perfect and
it's not
it's
like you just
clean.
caught like a fish and it's got algae on it. It's like it's your child. Like that's your offspring.
Gonna be
That's
some
you.
discharge.
That's little baby D.
Cutsy's gonna hand it to
Nah.
the midwife for a little wipe down.
Listen, need a couple minutes here. If you could just take the little tyke for, you know, a half hour. Just give Uncle
Well, no,
Cutsy a
that
call.
white discharge stuff I could do without.
He's gonna treat it like a golf ball, like when you throw your caddy the ball for it to clean it off before a putt. And I was like, "Don't work like that, D. Don't work like that."
Off, man.
Oh, man.
All right, but look, I just so wild yesterday.
Boys, how much money do you think we've spent on playing golf? It's got to be a lot, right? I don't even want to know, but I know this. You can now turn your days on the links into a Bitcoin portfolio. Today's sponsor, the Bitcoin credit card by Gemini, gives you instant Bitcoin rewards with every single purchase. This summer, Gemini is giving 10% back in Bitcoin on all golf course purchases up to $250 a month, and that will go until September 30th. You are going to get 4% back on transportation, 3% back on dining, 2% on groceries, and 1% on everything else. The best part is Bitcoin rewards earned and held for 1 year on the Gemini credit card have appreciated 176% on average. You're investing as you spend, and to me, that's simply a no-brainer. There is no annual fee. See rates and fees in description for more info. If you want to sign up for the Bitcoin credit card, head on over to gemini.com/BDS and get yourself $200 in Bitcoin when you spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Click the link or go to gemini.com/BDS to apply and begin earning instantly.
Let's get down to business. I mean, this is what it's all about here. Bone is going to do the clock here as well, but this is
You want me to do the
Mikey.
clock?
Yeah, that would be
Yeah,
great.
I'm gonna need a clock.
I
Yeah, I
might
got
just
you. I
need.
want you to hold the clock up for me, Joe, so I can
So,
see what's going
for
on
the
here.
folks listening, highly recommend taking a look onto the YouTube. If not, I will be trying to give you a play-by-play. But before anything, I want you to take a look at how small that Big Mac looks in Mikey V hands. Big
Yeah.
Mac's a
Thing looks
decent.
like a fucking cheeseburger, dude.
Yeah, I mean, a Big Mac is a decently sized burger. That thing looks like a blueberry muffin in Mikey's hands. He's going for a time of sub 40 would be good, sub 30 would be great.
Yeah. We really
Don't
want it.
you
start that start button until I take that first bite, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm
Wait,
ready.
wait, wait, wait,
Okay.
wait, wait, wait. I'm nervous.
Okay.
When you're
You're
ready to go.
nervous.
Yeah, whenever you're ready to
I'm ready to
go.
go when I give that first bite. Okay, Joe, get
Say
ready to pull the trigger.
like, comment,
Ready.
subscribe. Like,
Like, comment, subscribe, please.
Three,
on the first bite, on his
two,
first bite.
one, go.
Go, Mikey, go, Mikey, go, Mikey. You gotta go, you
Come
gotta, you
on,
gotta take. Oh
Michael. You gotta dig deep,
my.
dude. Holy shit, dude. It's a fucking mess.
He's gonna do it.
Whoa, whoa,
Down, Mikey. You got time to get it down.
whoa. Yo,
You got time. You got time to get it down,
he could
Mikey.
go sub
Now
30
get it down,
here.
get it down, get it down, get
He
it
could go
down,
sub 30,
get it
Michael.
down, get it down, Mikey, get it down. You there, you
You
there,
gotta
you
see
there.
open mouth.
Yo,
Okay, 30.13. Oh my God.
Oh,
30.13, Bob, is the official
Bro,
time.
we might have to check the clock.
Okay.
I
You
think I
still
did
have
under
food in your
30.
mouth.
No.
There's food in your, that's, there's lettuce.
Lettuce, Joe.
Yeah.
A what's now? Lettuce isn't food anymore now?
Let me tell you something. We're gonna have to check
air.
We're gonna have to check the official clock because I think
the official clock might be sub 30. Are you out of your mind? If anything, it could be longer. 100% You're still chewing.
I'm not chewing.
You had lettuce in your mouth a second ago.
The lettuce was on my tongue. What was I supposed to do?
Mike, you got a little dripping out there. You got a little dripping out there.
Oh, bro, I have sauce on my face. I mean, I'm sorry.
No, 30.1 seconds. Nothing to sneer at.
That was impressive, man.
He was like a little chipmunk, Bob. He was just like, Bob. He was firing it in like a chipmunk. That was wild.
I tell you what, that's sitting down. I think if I did that standing, I could have fucking shaved off maybe 5 seconds.
There's something to that.
Yeah, there is.
That is very impressive, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's really good, man. Good job.
This guy is really, really impressive. How do you feel?
I told you, Bob, you got to connect him with Chestnut.
I mean, that's nothing.
I would like to have Chestnut on. I think
Chestnut would be good. I'd like to ask him some questions.
Still waiting for Dana. We are going to get Dana. I got to start bringing on these guests, man. I got to be better. There's hand up there. He does want to go on. But yeah, I will go hand up. I got to start bringing these guys in. Schefter. Dana. By the way, you see my dad get eviscerated by my mom? We're gonna play the clip right now, Bone. This is my dad trying to go to UFC 318 319 in Yankees fantasy camp.
But Ma, what if he just goes to one out of the two?
Oh yeah, I was fine with that, but his compromise was I'll go to the one in July and August after he's already been to the one in June, and I won't go in October. And I keep trying to tell him, Mike, you're not on the circuit. Like, you're not expected at every fight. Like, there's a seat with your name on it.
Well, I think the one in October could be Abu Dhabi. I don't even know. I'm not looking that far ahead. This coming up right now is Poirier's last fight. I just wanted to be there for it.
And then you don't go August and October.
But why can't I go to both? Dana likes me there. Dana wants me to be there.
Dana wants Robbie there. You're like a plus one.
Yeah, I fight in July and August, the two UFC fights. It's my birthday. It's my 70th birthday. This is what I want to do.
Okay, Mike, I don't have a problem with that, but don't forget, you're also going to the Yankee fantasy camp for a mere $20,000 to live out your fantasy. So when do you come back down to reality?
That's ridiculous. First of all, I'm taking our boys to Yankee fantasy camp, and this is my reality. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to go to UFC fights, I want to go to Yankee fantasy camp, and I want to do what I want to do with you, of course.
What is the fantasy camp?
Oh, I found all.
What the hell is the fantasy? I found all. 20 grand.
I found out about that at the baseball game that UFC, the last UFC weekend when Bob came up about what
he was telling you about it.
It is fucking, you told me what it was in front of him. I said it was wild.
What is it? He's already been to one. So you go to George Steinbrenner Field in Tampa.
Not believable.
Okay. And they have, I visited
in Tampa.
Him, done it before, because that's where they're spring training.
Joe, it's insane, Joe.
Dude, I will say I visited him. It's fun, but it is, like, if you thought the Jackals content was good, these guys, they go to George Steinbrenner Field, so you have captains like El Duque is a captain, Shane Spencer, like ex-Yankee players who are like the captains for the week. And they play games. Like, it's a week of games. And they're, like, in the Yankee uniform. They play on George Steinbrenner Field. And they play these intense games.
Your dad's playing with ex-Yankees?
Yeah. So, like, old. But they're older. So, my dad did the Yankees fantasy game before. It's, like, my mom's not joking. It's, like, 20 grand. We'll play the clip. And me and my brother are going. So, it's 20 grand a person. And this
That's
is what he wants
60
to do.
Bomber.
This is what he wants to do for his birthday.
Just to play against old guys who are ex-Yankees?
El Duque is a legend, dude. El Duque is like a fucking legend.
Yeah, El Duque is a legend.
Bob, 60 grand, you could go to the Super Bowl, and that you could go to several events.
I know. It's what he wants to do. He talks as if, like, He keeps talking as if he's like dying. Like he always throws in, like, this is what I want to do for my life, like the rest of my
years. He's not
years.
A Make-A-Wish character.
I know. He's talking like he's dying. And you'll hear in the clip where he's like, this is how I want to live the rest of my life.
Honestly, it's a smart play by him. He's leveraging his age to get what he wants. That's what he's doing.
Yeah,
I texted Bob last night or two nights ago. Whenever he posted the video, I go, this is where Bob gets his pretzeling, his excellent pretzeling skills, because Mike is doing that to Sue. He's pretzeling these things to say, like, this is what I want to do, and this is what he's doing that so he could get what he wants. You know, and to a degree, I really do respect that. But it is so obvious.
Would you call Mike the OG pretzler?
Yeah, 100%. After watching really? Those videos, yeah. No, but he's Mike, really good. It. Really good at it. Really good.
I never thought of it like that, but I do think there could be some truth. I'm going to call him.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're on the Brilliantly Dumb Show right now. Do you have a quick second?
Yeah, sure.
We were talking about your clip, and Mikey brought up something that I think there might be some truth to it. Mikey okay. claims that, like, what he's doing, he says you're the OG pretzeler, and that you are using, in a way, your age to get what you want. That, like, you're using that in order to... Because, like, you'll say, like, you know, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life and all this. Almost as if, like, you're dying, which you're not, to get what you want.
Well, you know what, Mikey? Mikey had the point. I'm kind of using your IG to get all of these comments that I'm getting, and Mom's reading them.
Yeah.
And I think she's starting to cave.
Oh, man, that is devious work, bro. That is
better
hope that Sue doesn't listen to the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
I mean, I'm kind of using you, Robbie, to get my way.
Yeah, you are. Today, not even.
Hey, you know what? I honestly couldn't be happier about it. I really couldn't. That's so good.
You're not even denying it at all. Like that.
I try to be honest all the time, and this is the perfect example right now. I could have denied it, but
yeah, it's honesty is a virtue.
And do you think?
Absolutely.
Do you think, like, I've said to them, like, that as you've gotten older, like, you've just kind of lost your filter? Like, as you get older, do you just stop caring?
I really don't remember ever having a filter.
Yeah, that's true.
Neither does Joe.
Well, that's very true.
What did he say?
So Joe lost his filter at 8. Yeah.
I somehow always get bagged by Mike, you know? I haven't even said anything here.
I didn't bring it up.
Neither True. Did I.
True. True.
So
Joe, it's not a bad thing. I mean, you know what? You don't have a filter. You're very honest. You just
I think you just live your life unapologetically you and just be who you are. There's too many people are trying to be other, you know, they're trying to think of what this person might think of me and what that person just do you, you know?
I said, Joe, that? the original three adjectives for Joey was unapologetic was one of them.
What was the other two?
Unapologetic. I don't know. I forget. Unapologetic. Listener, somebody already.
I forget too, but the unapologetic one was the one that got me also. When you said unapologetic back then, I said, that's Joe.
Joe's gonna Joe. So what we're saying is Mikey is 100% on the dot.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you, Dad.
Now, Mike, can I give you one last piece of advice? I think, like, I don't know if you've heard the announcement, but they're gonna try to do a UFC fight at the White House. On the front lawn, and I think it's gonna be Chandler and McGregor fighting. So you should probably take a few reps off in order to make sure that you're at that one.
Oh, I would be very disappointed. That's another thing that just was added to my bucket list the other day.
So that bucket, bucket list is growing by the day, Bob.
Yeah, isn't it ever?
I'd be disappointed if I didn't attend that one. I would look forward to that one.
Somebody from this group has to represent the group at that. Somebody's got to go to that. Somebody has to be there from this group. Yeah,
that will be. I don't think it's going to end up being McGregor, but that
I don't think so either.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it.
One question, when you say somebody from the group needs to represent us, am I part of the group?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I would say that you arguably are the head of the UFC contingency of the group. You are UFC.
Well, you know what? Hopefully, you know, one of you can join me.
Well, I mean, we hope so also. Fair enough. I mean, ideally, the four of us would be really what I would love to have. At least at one. We got to do one, the four of us.
Yeah, I haven't been in a while.
That would be awesome.
All right. Well, thanks, Dad. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mr. B.
Guys, take care.
Yeah, I mean, dude, he
love
he
Mr. B, man. He ain't fucking denying it. No, he ain't fucking denying it.
That was, and you know what? I respect that. Confession.
I respect it. I respect it, man. Listen,
I guess he does have some Joey D, where it's like that no filter just is what it is. Like, yeah.
I respect him for it. I really do. You know what else I respect? I respect our good friends over at Caldera Lab, because they're looking out for you while you're looking out for yourself. And here's the deal. Wouldn't you want to look a little bit younger? Maybe get a few more compliments on your skin, or just feel confident when you look in the mirror. Well, that's exactly what Caldera Lab is here for. Their high-performance skincare is designed specifically for men, simple, effective, and backed by science. Here's why you'll love it. They have cutting-edge formulas, rigorous R&D cycles, non-comedogenic formulas, certified cruelty-free, no animal testing ever. And on top of that, it's plastic neutral for every product sold. They remove the same amount of plastic from the environment. So they're doing their Lord's work. Skincare doesn't have to be complicated, but it should be good. Upgrade your routine with Caldera Lab and see the difference for yourself. Go to calderalab.com/DUMB and use DUMB as your code at checkout for 20% off your first order. Make sure you're looking out for your skin, just like Caldera is looking out for you.
Job, Pete. Good job, Pete. All right. I think it's time. We get into our buy or sell. Anybody want to kick it off? I can go if you don't got ready to go.
Well, I could go, Bob.
Sure.
You want me to go? I gotta speak and move around a little bit. My stomach is bubbling right now.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's bubbling. I'm gonna sell. And I gotta sell after what I watched last week again. And I don't know why I keep torturing myself trying to do it and expecting different results. It's the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. I did watch the Paul Chavez Jr. fight.
Oh no.
It's not even Jake Paul. It has nothing to do with Jake Paul anymore. Now he's ranked and he's going to start fighting real fighters apparently, and that's all well and good. Nothing to do with him. Just the sport in general, man. The sport is just, I watched the Canelo fight weeks before this. I watched this fight and just nothing has any juice to it in boxing anymore whatsoever. Nothing. You're lucky if you get one round that's good, two rounds of 15 or 12 that are good, if you're lucky. It's just so bad. And maybe people will say, well, you're not watching the right fights and, you know, it's not just the pay-per-views. Yeah, but the pay-per-views are the ones that are supposed to be the great fights. They're supposed to be great fights on pay-per-view. If you watch this last UFC ticket, and again, I'm not trying to glaze the UFC and Dana White, because honestly, I have no stake in it. I mean, he's taking care of Bob and he's taking care of us every time we've gone there, but I'm not glazing them. I'm just telling you what I saw at UFC 317. You paid for that card. Those fights, the Joshua Van fight in particular.
Oh, God.
That card top to bottom might have been one of the best cards I've seen. And that sport just keeps resetting the bar, it feels like, quite often. And boxing to me is just on this perpetual slide of misery. And it's just nothing is picking it up. There's nothing getting rescued in the sport. There's nobody stepping in and taking the reins. They're not unifying all the titles. There's three heavyweight belts. There's three of these, like, it's just such a fucking disjointed mess. And it's just so sad, because growing up, it was just, it was so different. When I was real little, it was Tyson. And then even when I was a little bit older,
Holyfield,
like Holyfield, Riddick Bowe, Lennox Lewis, you know, it was good. It was really quality stuff. And even the non-heavyweights, even Pacquiao in his prime and Mayweather in his prime. Mayweather a little bit, some, you know, would argue maybe
even De La Hoya.
De La Hoya. I mean, all these guys. I mean, it's just the sport just ain't what it used to be, man. And it's so sad. It's just so sad. So I'm selling the state of boxing currently. It's just, it's not good. It's just not good. And people are going to argue with it, but I'm sorry. It's just not good.
So I bought the UFC fight, the UFC card, which was amazing. But yes. Then while I was doing it, I did want to see, it was like, it's funny. Like if you look up what time does Jake Paul walk out? Cause then if you want to see that fight, it'll put like, 10 o'clock or 11, he ain't walking out till like 1 in the morning. No matter where you look, it's crazy. I tried to order it, but in order to order it, you had to sign up for a subscription.
DAZN.
DAZN. Is there any way outside, like the amount of people that probably did what I did where they went to go watch it and there's no other way to order it without.
So did you do it?
No, because I was getting so frustrated with it. I was ready. I was ready to buy. It was
so crazy. I already had DAZN because I was watching the FIFA Club World Cup, which you have to have. That was like to watch the group play stages. You had to have the app. So I had it downloaded already. But I was under the assumption that signing up for the premium on DAZN, I thought I was going to get the fight for free. And they banged me for that. And, yeah, DAZN, it's crazy.
That's like, you know, like if you had it back in the day when they did it through like HBO, if you had HBO and then something was pay-per-view, you still had to then go buy
You had to call. Yeah, remember, you have to call the number back in the day.
I would love to know, maybe they find it worth it because then people sign up and then forget to cancel the subscription. But like there had to be so many, because I heard the amount of people that ordered it were so low. I was ready. There had to be so many people like me that were ready to buy and didn't want to bother with the subscription, knew they would forget to cancel the subscriptions, how all this shit happens, and then you can't do it. But I heard the fight, didn't see anything. I heard it was awful.
No.
It was terrible. Until like I said, you're lucky if you get one round. The last round, Chavez Jr. decided to fight a little bit. It's just so bad, bro. So bad. And you know what? Not for nothing, Jake Paul, for the amount that he talks. And again, I didn't want to get into a tangent of getting on Jake Paul because he's been doing what he's doing and good for him. But like, knock a guy out, knock the fucking guy out. Then stop dancing with him. Stop tattering him. Just fucking knock the guy out. At least make it worthwhile for the people watching it just for you. Because God knows he's the draw. I mean, Chavez Jr., yes, his father, who his father was. Yes, he himself was a world champion fighter. He's a big name, was a big name, but he's not the draw. Paul's the draw. If you're Paul, go out there and fucking knock somebody out already. Knock somebody out. A real fighter. Like, it would have been impressive if he would have knocked... But no, it was just, again, it was the same bullshit, dance. And then finally, nothing from Chavez, the whole fight. And then finally, the last round, he threw some punches and, you know, the announcers try and make it like it's something and it's not. And it's just, it's no comparison right now to UFC. It's not even in the same ballpark anymore.
The one fight Paul had that I actually thought was really interesting was when he fought Tommy Fury and lost.
He fought a real fighter way too early in his career, and that was why he lost. I mean, now he's ranked, so he's going to have to fight he's going to have to fight legitimate fighters now, and that's going to be interesting. That's going to be very interesting. I do think he's gotten good, but like, I'd like to see, for the amount of shit he talks, I'd like to see him knock somebody out.
It is, I think it's amazing what he's done. We messed around about it. I do think it's amazing what he does, and I think he actually is legit. Like, even Fury, when he lost, like, he was bad. He's clearly really, really good. Mm-hmm. Even Rogan talked about him, like, how he's a legit boxer. But it will be interesting now when he goes and faces these guys. But, yeah, I heard the fight was awful.
Terrible.
And the last thing I say, me and Joe were talking about it today, is that you hear all these people with the UFC that are like, you know, the UFC struggling because they don't have superstars.
Or it's
like,
used to be good and now it's just
what are you like? You're going to tell me Topuria is not a superstar. Pereira's not a superstar. Patty the Batty's not a superstar.
Marab is becoming.
Yeah, like
Marab to me is electric, man. I mean, I this know. guy I have no, I'm not the type of person that's going to root for a guy like Marab. And he came out when when we were there, Bob, and he came out live. I was like, this is great. I was like, I like this guy. I was like, yeah. I can't not like him.
He's fucking good.
I think he's fucking, his entrance was sick. I thought the whole thing, there's definitely stars, man. There's 100% stars in UFC.
I just think
it's because they don't have John Jones now, like, and McGregor. Like, but I think that's the draw, that like George St. Pierre, like those guys are not, they're not around anymore.
But even when Jones was still fighting, people though were still saying, it's like, I feel like everybody just wants the next Conor McGregor, but there's never going to be another Conor McGregor. Paddy's pretty close. He might not be as good.
He's as entertaining. He's funny as shit. I mean,
I just don't get it. I don't get when people say that. I think there are stars. I think there's a ton of stars.
I think people don't understand too, like, how difficult it is to, like, maybe people are expecting, like, they want to see a fighter who doesn't lose ever.
Like Khabib. Like,
yeah, like, that's not the norm in UFC. Like, you're going to lose. Like, Bo Nickel, I think everyone thought Bo Nickel was going to be this. I certainly did. I was watching him and I was like, this guy
screwed me bad.
Guy's going to be the next. And, you know, you move up and you move up and the better contenders you fight. And then you fight a guy who's got a little bit of a different style and it's not wrestling and you get fucking put to sleep. And that's kind of how it works. So UFC is not like a lot of those sports, or I guess boxing, where, you know, despite a very early loss in your career, like, you could catch losses at any point in your career in UFC. It's not like that where it's typical to just stay undefeated your entire career. That's not a normal thing.
Especially now with how, like, well known the sport is. There's so many better people coming up to her.
These fighters are coming from every corner of the world, Bob. It's not like it's just restricted to the United States or South America. These people are coming from all over to fight.
I know, it's funny. You like see a guy's like record now and you see like five losses and you're like, oh, this guy's not that great. It's like, dude, like, okay. That's it's amazing. Impressive. All right. I will go and then we'll head over to you, Joey D. I'm selling the Yankees, man. They are in a, it just feels like they just, when they lose a few in the row, it's so hard for them to get their momentum back. Things were going good. It's panic now. I gave a really hard time to the Red Sox because when I was in Nantucket, we did the podcast, they were struggling. I still stand by the Devers thing is beyond me, but now joke's on us. I mean, the Yankees are in.
And the Orioles are coming now.
Orioles are coming. Blue Jays are in first. Rays are right there. Red Sox. I mean, the Yankees have just, it's bad. They've just really sputtered out. Not saying they can't get it back, but now you have the deadline coming up. It's like, are you buyers? Are you sellers? And they're going to be buyers, but they have no farm system really at all. I mean, they have some guys, but like they have a terrible farm system. They're probably going to be buyers, and I don't know how much they can do, even if they do buy. It's just it's a bad, scary place to be for the Yankees right now. So a hard sell there, and Joey D, over to you.
Yeah, I'm going to sell something that I'm going to get a lot of people who are not happy with this sell, but I'm going to sell it regardless because, quite frankly, I don't give a fuck. I am going to sell. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm selling fireworks, dude. I am selling fireworks. And you know what? I think you want to talk about stuff that is overhyped, over talked about. Fireworks are the biggest overhyped shit of all time. You got to go, like, if you're not setting them off, okay, which 90% of the fucking rural community is not setting off their own fireworks, you got to go into an area where it's densely populated, tons of people standing around to watch 10, 15 minutes of these things go up in the air and burst off. And let me be honest, the fireworks haven't changed in the last 20 years. It's the same shit. It's a little pop up and it's the blow up little circle. Every once in a while, they have the dazzlers that come around. It's the same thing. It hasn't changed. If you've seen one firework, you've seen them all. It doesn't matter about the colors or this and that. It's just a pain in the ass. And then if you have dogs, if you got dogs and these fireworks are going off, the dogs are going nuts. They think it's fucking war. It's absolute mayhem. And you know what? Yeah, I get it's a pastime. Our forefathers weren't setting off fireworks. So I get it for like 4th of July. It's nice.
No, they were killing people in wars.
Yeah, I understand. The bombs were bursting in air, not fireworks.
Literally.
Yeah, But you know what? I just think they're so overhyped. It's like, oh, do you know that there's a fireworks show at 9 o'clock? I won't be there. I'm going to tell you that much because I could care less.
Yeah, I think at our age, I think meant for the kids. But yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, yeah, our dog.
I think some people are terrible. Was Bambi going nuts?
Oh my God, it was awful. Yeah, they hate dogs. Panting. Hate it was.
Yeah,
like,
it's brutal, man.
Yes. Yeah.
Dre can't hear him, so he didn't go nuts. But I know a lot of the dogs in the apartment complex were losing their minds.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad. I don't think people are going to be that up and arm. I mean, I don't.
I think the.
What do you mean Dre can't hear him?
He's old. He didn't hear. He slept like a baby. He was.
Is fine. That right?
Yeah. He's
he doesn't hear well.
When there's food, he can hear it like a gunshot.
Collective hearing.
Yes, really? it's really? like his papa.
Yeah, I don't think it's a. Yeah, I think
the fireworks community is like some of these other ones, like the barbecue community.
No, barbecue.
There's some
different.
Hardos in there barbecue's that are going to be very different. Much up in arms.
What's wrong with the barbecue community?
They're very passionate, I'll Michael. Mike, and they get very.
I will say,
I posted a video where I didn't take the grizzle off of the everybody was losing their minds. Yeah, well, you got to take the grizzle. By the way,
people are very, very like even if I put up like something and I'm like, this looks really good.
Yeah.
95% of the comments will be
that's trashy.
No, 95 will back me, but then there is like, no matter what, no matter how perfect it looks, there's a 5% is like, you know, that temperature really. Could have been better if you did. I'm like,
it's got a little bit of the golf.
I hear Mikey is trying to find the perfect temperature of a steak.
Right.
The old hardo.
I mean, there's levels to the bar. Like these guys, like the guys who smoke and they use smokers and they're outside like for 12.
Oh, green eggs.
Stay away.
Green eggs. Overnight.
Yeah. Like I can't.
Would
even
you purchase one of those eggs?
No. I don't smoke.
Like, no, but the green eggs like that barbecue.
One it is. Yeah, the green egg, the Komodo is another one that's like really, really top of the line, nice. I mean, if I was into smoking, I would do it, but I'm not. I just don't.
Is the green egg only for smoke? Is that only for smoking?
It's not only, but I mean, like guys, that's like what they primarily use some of those for.
You know what I got the other day, Mikey, which you should look into, or you probably have it already, but. A good knife set, man. We went in. We got these Japanese knives, dude. These steel, they're unbelievable.
The Ginsu knives, like they're really.
Nick, what are they called? What is it? The one that we got, Kinshu or something, dude. It's on
most expensive knife.
Oh my! I gotta show you this.
Oh no, come on, dude. We don't gotta see the knives. He's got no clue for flow.
No, but while he's gone, let me tell you something, Bob. After finishing that Big Mac, I want to tell you about something that could be
at this.
There's the flow I'm talking about. There's the
there
go
goes.
Ahead.
There
go
goes.
Ahead. Go
be
ahead.
Careful
this
with that thing,
this
Joseph.
Is a Shun Kaji. This is a Shun Kaji. Look at that, Michael. This how thing much could serrate a fucking wing.
Now, let me ask you a question. You bought a set of those, like a block
set? Yeah.
How much block, that run you? $1,100?
It was expensive. It wasn't $1,100.
How much were the knives?
I only got the 5-piece set, but I'm going to build on to because
the 5-piece set was at least $800.
Almost $700.
Yeah.
Joe, I still got my account
nice
with Cutco knives. I can get you. Cutco. Can't speak. You can't talk.
I'm sorry. I was having some fun.
I could get you into some Cutco.
Yeah, I'll stick with the Japanese.
Yeah, you haven't seen
the Bob, you got these things. You like if you have like a piece of salmon or something, it just goes like this, and the salmon just eviscerates.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Let me ask you this. When do you think the last time Bob was in a position to fillet a piece of salmon was, Joe? When do you think that was happening anytime? Actually, I do remember a series called Bob Cooks. You remember that, Bob?
Yeah.
Cooking with Bob.
That was a long time ago.
You know why I stopped?
That was the pink kitchen.
I didn't. It was the pink countertops, and I didn't have AC in my living room or anywhere in the kitchen.
It was the Polly Pocket kitchen.
So I would just be sweating bullets, and it was terrible. I was trying, man. I was trying.
I feel
something.
Like if you put that back out, like old books like that, they would fucking crush because people would be like, wow, Bob really
nostalgia
was.
Nostalgia, Bob.
He was good. Slumming it back then, man.
Good.
Slumming
he was schleffing
then.
It.
But let me tell you, we're talking about food, and after downing that Big Mac, I got to tell you, a much healthier route to go, Joseph, is with our friends, our dear friends, and our sponsors over at Factor. Factor Meals, let me tell you something. Summer is here. More sun, more light, more time to do all the things that make summer so special. And the number one thing you don't want to be doing all summer is spending hours cooking inside. That's right. All that meal prep. As much as I love to do it, as much as I think it's beneficial, why don't we let somebody else do the heavy lifting? And that's exactly where Factor comes in. Factor's chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals are ready in just 2 minutes, taking the hassle out of eating well. They arrive fresh and ready to eat, perfect for any active lifestyle over the summer and beyond. Listen, I use Factor. I think you should too. They got some great stuff. I love the smoky barbecue chicken breast. It's got a little spice to it, loaded with protein. The jalapeno sweet corn polenta and chicken's another personal favorite of mine. So listen, if I had needed this product, it's exactly what I would use if I didn't do my own meal prep. This is the solution for you. I'm telling you, and I'm telling you right now. Get started right now at factormeals.com/dumb50off and use code dumb50off to get not 20, not 30, not 40, but 50%. That's half off. Plus free shipping on your first box. That's code DUMB50OFF at factormeals.com/dumb50off for 50% off plus free shipping. factormeals.com/DUMB50OFF.
You know, I listen to so many podcasts and I really do wonder, Do we do that many more ads in other podcasts? And B, do other podcasts take the shit that we do for the amount of ads? Because I really do
wonder. Nicole told me yesterday, last week, we had a lot of ads.
Yeah?
Yeah. But hey, you know what?
I mean, we got to make a living here, too.
100%.
I mean, come on, man.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, look, we're looking into it. If we're doing too many ads, maybe we're doing too many ads. You know what I mean? But
I don't think the ads are preventing us from moving up the ranks.
Yeah.
But you want the fan experience to.
I think that the fans are starting to actually. I think they're getting a kick out of the ads now. I think it's kind of becoming like a bit to the show.
Fast forward if you don't like.
Fair. Yeah.
Use it. I would use it if I wasn't happy. That being said, we have great products and great ads for those products. So you might as well listen and get some deals.
Correct.
Yo, 50% it's the season for some deals.
50% off a fucking meal box is insane.
Oh, that's
unbelievable. I mean, that's fucking insane. So, I mean, I would do it.
All right. Let's head on over to Ask Bob. Let's get this over with here, dickheads. Let's start with the D-man. But do me a favor, Joe. Ask for the music, but also don't treat me like an idiot. Like when you go to ask the question, don't do the okay, Bob. What I want to ask you.
I like to draw out to make the question. I think it gives it some allure. All right. Speaking of allure, we just had the 4th of July weekend, which was great. As we are coming off Independence Day weekend, I have a question for my good friend, Bob. Bob, I would like you to please tell me who wrote the Declaration of Independence and what year did the Declaration of Independence get signed?
Well, you forget about the year because I'm not getting the year.
You're not even going to try?
I have no idea when the
year... This is our country!
Good question.
And by the way,
good question.
It was not Al Gore.
Bob, I really, honestly, I felt like the year would be easier than the author. For you, I really did think so, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of year, a Bob. Known like the, question.
Yeah, the year is like... really? The year's, there's like a whole thing about the year, yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, it is what it is. People get so mad at me in the comments. I'm giving too many hints and shit, so I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, no.
Thomas Jefferson, final answer.
Oh!
That is correct.
That is correct. Now, what about a stab? Just a stab at, like,
Throw a year out like, there, Bob.
At least, like, if you don't have the exact year, but like a time.
No, throw period. Something out. You got to throw something out there.
Yeah, you got to give a time period, like 1500 or like whatever it is.
The Cretaceous
period. you got the person.
Throw a year out, Bob.
1804.
You know
not
what?
Far.
You're not that far off. 1776. What that doesn't ring a bell? 1776?
Not in the slightest. Now, the way we always check it, the way would Dom know that?
I don't know. I don't know. I tell you though, State Capitals. He knows everyone.
Oh, it's, are you serious?
Fucking insane.
You know what it's we could insane. Do? By the way, people have been suggesting it. That would be a riot. If you put a blank map for me, not even State Capitals, but if you just do a blank United States map and have me fill it out, that would be fun. Buckle up for
we
that.
We could do
one.
That. We could do that.
Geography with Bob is.
I tell you what, if once we get like from the once the coast gets squeezed into the middle, that's not easy, man. That's not easy. When you go like North Dakota, South Dakota, Midwest. Montana, like that's some hard shit, bro.
Midwest would get me, and then a little southeast might get me there. Midwest gonna hit me hard, but yeah, it's something we could do if the fans want to see. We'll see.
Right, so 1-for-2 there, not bad, not bad.
Yeah, I no idea what the year would have been.
I'm surprised. I'm actually surprised you got the author and not the year, but I would have thought it would have been the other way.
Mikey V.
Okay, Bob. My question. Cue the music. My question for Bob this week is this: Bob, one of the most well-known scientific methods, theories in the history of the universe is the theory of evolution by natural selection. The theory of evolution by natural selection is right up there with the theory of relativity. It's probably the number one or two, arguably, scientific theory out there. Who is the scientist who came up with the theory of evolution by natural selection? Take a stab at a famous scientist, very famous.
If you could just think very of the famous
scientist you could think of, you might be able, there might be a shot. Very famous.
Thomas Edison?
No, that wasn't. Well, that was a light bulb, Bob. That was a light bulb. Take another stab.
I have no idea.
Charles Darwin.
You've heard of the Darwin?
Never
heard of the Darwin?
You've heard of Darwin.
Darwin is?
Don't tell me you haven't heard of Charles Darwin, Bob.
The theory of natural selection.
I'm telling you, when I was in school, I didn't listen to a thing. I was so gone. I had so many other things.
What were you doing?
Trying to like get people's attention to do something like funny shit, you know what I mean? Like passing notes. And I was always fucking, I didn't listen to a thing. And to be honest with you.
You never heard of Darwinism, Bob?
No, I really did at a young age, a very young age. I remember saying to myself, I am not going to need this stuff. Like, I'm not going to need this. Not that, I'm going to go start a YouTube channel, but more so like, I am not going to have to know an obtuse, you know, angle. I just, in my mind, I was like, I'm not going to need this. Now, I'm not recommending that for people. That's not how I would raise my kids, but that's where I was at.
It worked out for him with space.
Yeah, I can't argue. I can't argue. The fucked up thing to me is like, I felt like I was like a class clown also in school. I felt like I jerked around a lot in school too. But there's just certain things that Joe, I was going to say, I would have thought Cuts also would have been like a class clown.
They
type,
did the,
not paying attention.
The senior yearbook, I got voted best sense of humor, second for best personality, and then number one for most likely to brighten your day.
The superlatives, senior superlatives.
Little flex. I was totally, I was in another world. I did it as a social thing. I didn't do it to learn. I'm very dumb. And I told you, the SATs, I probably had longer to complete my SATs than any person.
So you're saying you did school for the social.
It was a social thing. Yeah.
A social experiment, Michael.
I don't know about experiments, but yeah, it was socials to go see people, set things up for the weekend.
I would like Darwin to have ran that experiment, Joseph, for Bob in school to see what...
Well, looks like he was the natural selection. He came out on top, Michael.
He did.
I would like there to be like a ranking of like the questions that you guys asked, like a ranking of how hard some of the questions were and how easy some were. Like, I would think the Declaration of Independence, but certainly that one to me has to be one of the harder ones I had been
asked. The Darwin question? Really?
Yeah. Like, that had to be harder than Pythagorean theorem, because that I
don't know.
I don't know, man. I think people would say the Pythagorean theorem.
Darwinism is often, it's like one of the most,
really,
you know, I would say, widely known.
Okay. Look, the comment. Like, I was going to say, you know.
Now I was between that and the theory of the general theory of relativity.
That would have been harder. That would have been harder.
Who came up with that?
Do you, Joe?
Einstein.
I would have said Einstein. I'm not as familiar with that, but I do know Darwinism because people have based the existence of man on that. So
correct.
I would like. Curious. I would like at some point. I think it would be very funny if we all had to like do a test, like a 10 question test.
Yeah.
And we all had to do it isolated and then to see the answers.
Yeah.
Like it could be like one question for like geography, one question for history, one question.
Yeah.
Like math. A triathlon or like.
Yeah.
Like
and we see.
Whole... Yeah. Like an academic decathlon.
Yeah. And
we could do an episode where we broke down our answers. Funny. I think it would be hysterical.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you can do. Ticket had talked about doing an eating challenge where he's like sitting here in a corner on the box. Like, and we just do the show and he tries to eat like a certain many hot dogs or something in the hour. Like, we just do our episode and he just has a box where he's just trying to eat.
Oh, like a quad box.
Yeah, but he had like something that usually people do as a challenge for like an hour, and then we just do our show for an hour and he sees if he could do it. So there's a lot of things we could do. I do think that is a good idea.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
But all right, let's hop on over to our top five. This is a Mikey V top five. This is going to be
a fan top five. This is a listener top five.
Funneled through Mikey V.
Correct.
Funneled through Mikey V. This is going to be top five burger toppings. Now we decided no condiments. We think that near the end it's going to get funny. It's going to get a little ridiculous.
No condiments.
No condiments.
God, that's going to be tough.
But, Joe, you know that. I
wasn't aware there was no condiments. Okay, that's fine.
Mikey, do you believe that he believes that? Is he setting that up so that it's not his
I wrote condiments down, if you'd like to know.
But we talked about it.
I don't recall. I was thinking my wife was going to be in labor, Bob.
And also,
the old labor.
With that being said, you were ready to do the podcast as well. So
I'm a gamer. Dog.
All right, let's get into it. So top five toppings. It's going to get a little bit weird.
Condiments.
No condiments. Jesus, once you take one thing, like if somebody takes onion, you can't then do caramelized onion. Once you take it.
Oh my God.
I don't know about that, Bob. I think that should go to committee because there's such a difference between a raw onion and a cooked onion, agree. Bob.
Grilled onions compared to raw onion.
Okay, but then you can't do like a different amount of cheeses. Like once you have cheese,
I agree. Now that I agree with. Cheeses, I agree
with. But grilled onions compared to raw onions.
But like you cannot say like
a committee outweighs it. If you got two to three.
Yeah, I would say that because if you're saying, because listen, a raw onion slice as compared to caramelized onions is apples and oranges, yeah, as far as I'm
really
concerned.
Yeah, really
and they're is. Both very popular burger toppings.
Okay.
So,
All right. I am going to take the – I won the last
one. You did win.
Mikey came in second. It was old school versus new school on that top five. Joey D in third. I am going to elect to go first. Mikey, where would you like to go?
You know, Bob, that's a good question. I'm going to go second. I'm going to go second because I just feel like I can't wait for three. I just can't.
My reasoning also behind getting the one is I want to be done the fastest because I think it's going to come such slim pickings that I want to be done the quickest.
All right, so 1, 2, Joey three, D Bob gets Mijo.
Third. Yep. Yeah, yep. I'm going to do cheese. So give me cheese at one.
I'll take bacon at two.
All right, so cheese is gone, bacon is gone. All right, I am going to go with grilled onions. And then I will take on the way back, I'm going to go with mushrooms.
Give me pickles.
Okay, so give me lettuce. And then, so can I do caramelized onions?
You can.
Sure. Well, okay. I did grilled onions. It's kind of.
What is a grilled onion, though?
Like, it's, I wouldn't go caramelized. You could go raw onion.
But that's what.
No.
I think you have to, but I mean, Joe, caramelized grilled is, I mean,
yeah,
it's the same shit,
but
Michael.
Joe, but you
grilled and caramel. I said raw and grilled is very different.
Well, there's a couple variants of onions.
But if you go into,
I'm telling you,
I think the grilled is all. I think the grilled, it's like the cheese. Once you take grilled onions, the grilled variation of onions is gone.
But Joe, but you can't say that because we literally argued against that before the show started.
We said before raw. We
Joe,
said
you
raw
do
onions.
Realize you do see that, right?
We said raw onions, which is a vastly, vastly different thing than grilled onions. Grilled onions could be caramelized.
I think you.
It's grilled onions.
I'm with Mikey.
What is the difference between a caramelized onion and a grilled onion?
I got to be honest. I don't even know what the fuck a grilled onion is.
So put caramelized onion then for me.
Whoa,
that's
well, but that's now
it's
that's
the same. That's the same shit
here.
For me. That's the same. It's the same shit.
But
to me, that's grilled. Grilled. You want to call it caramelized grilled? Hey, Bob, if you want to take raw onion, by all means. But I took the grilled variation, which you could call it caramelized, grilled, whatever. That's what I took.
So you're overstepping the committee.
I said very clearly you could take
no,
raw.
But I think I should be able to do the caramelized.
Okay, so tell me, what is the difference between a caramelized onion and a grilled onion?
A grilled onion to me is like you're taking an onion, you're slicing it, and you're putting it on the grill and grilling it. A caramelized onion is where you have to where you have to put them in a oh my god! Not a Blackstone. What the fuck do you call that?
Like a I know where
oh
you're going.
Oh my god,
I
Joe!
Totally
a cast
agree.
Iron. You have to put it in like a cast iron
you're
pan.
You're grilling
it,
right?
You got to cook it for an hour.
It's
it's on the stove. It's a stovetop. You caramelize onion on a stovetop or a griddle top. You can't grill caramelized onion. Like you can't put an onion on a grill and unless it's in a pan and you're putting it in a pan and sauteing it to make it a caramelized.
If it's that much different, I'll say sure. But I to me, I don't know.
It's different. To me, it's different, Joe. I'm going to be honest. I think it is different. So if he wants caramelized, I'd say because of what
we
said.
If it's that drastically different, then sure.
I think it is. I think especially having the onion dialogue prior, I'll take caramelized onion at three.
Okay. And Bob, you also took lettuce.
Took lettuce. Yeah, cheese, lettuce, caramelized onion. It's going to get a little weird.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to take tomato.
Yeah.
I'm going to take tomato.
Fuck.
It's going to get weird, boys.
All right, I'm gonna give.
I think I got a couple good heaters laying in the weeds, dude, bro.
I mean, I don't.
I think I do. Go, Joseph.
Okay, I just got my chance.
Oh no, I mean, I was just like saying, like it was your turn, man. Like I wasn't like trying to say like spit it out. So I think you're like a little on edge. The potential labor, the caramelized onion versus grilled onion. I think there's, you know.
Yeah.
I support you. I want you to know that.
I just didn't know what to do. I apparently I'm not a cooking entrepreneur. Oh. All right.
Bob's a cooking entrepreneur.
Yeah, and I am. Yeah, I'm fucking Gordon Ramsay over here.
Feed Bob, Joe.
All right.
I just got samurai swords for knives. You wouldn't know it.
Super nice pieces, by the way.
Yeah.
They are very nice pieces. All right, I'm going to go with egg.
Fried egg.
Yeah, fried egg.
Yeah, that's a very good call, Joe.
You could go scrambled if you want to go scrambled.
Yeah, yeah. And then I will go with avocado or any style of avocado. So guacamole, avocado.
You don't have to get crazy now.
Yeah. Well, now I gotta fucking be specific.
This guy's so upset.
Jesus. Look at him. He's fucking angry.
I know. He's actually pissed about it.
By the way, the fried egg was my pick, Joe. That was a good pick.
It's a good pick.
Okay, now it is going to get interesting because I did want that fucking fried egg. Fuck. All right. I'm going to take potato straws. Not fries, but you know what I mean? Like the potato straws. Like the potato straws. Yeah, I'm going to take potato straws. Almost like fry.
All right, so I'm going to take onion rings.
Yep.
You got two onions, Bob?
He does.
Yeah. Oh, that's...
The double onion.
Gosh, hey, look, dude. You opened that up.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I did because it's going to bang you now.
I don't think so.
Double onion.
This list has really gotten under Joe's skin. This has really upset him. This is really... okay, I don't... Give me this because there's not much. Give me jalapenos. Over to you, Michael.
Yep. Last pick. Yeah, I'm gonna take shit. I really shouldn't because I already have the bacon. Bob took the onion ring. I like that too.
Appreciate that, Michael.
Yeah.
See, now I just don't know where to go.
Yeah, it's between two things for me now. This is going to sound fucking crazy, but I'm going to take it because I've seen it done. I'm going to go mac and cheese topping on the burger. Yeah, yeah, it's a fat boy move, but I have seen it done. It's fucking real fat boy move, but might as well just keep with the fucking theme of the night. Give me the old mac and cheese burger.
All right, Joe.
Decadence.
Yeah, I'm looking here. Give me 1 second. What is this stupid thing here?
I needed that fried egg, man. Fuck. That fried egg would have sealed my fucking deal, dude.
Well, after
Joe, I would have bacon. I would have bacon, pickles, tomato, fried egg. I feel like that four would have.
Good list.
Yeah, that fried egg fucked me. Good for you, Joe.
I'm gonna go with banana peppers.
The banana pepper.
This is solid.
Okay. All right.
Bob does not like the banana.
All right. Pepper. No, I mean, look.
You know, well, it's a last pick. What would you?
I said it was slim. I did.
I had chili.
Chili. I thought chili. About, but I just. I've never
coleslaw.
Had chili.
Chili would have been. Chili would have been a good pick. I think.
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw. Yeah. French fry.
Well, that's why I did the potato straw because I feel like that's more reasonable. And then. Also, what else did I have on there? I had pulled pork I had on there. Yeah. I wasn't sure. And then Taylor ham. You ever have like Taylor ham on a burger?
Yeah, that's a thing.
But I had the bacon already. I'm like, I'm going to do bacon and Taylor ham. Like, I don't know. All right. But anyway, the list, Bob, cheese, lettuce, caramelized onion, onion ring, jalapenos. I have bacon, pickles, tomato, potato straws, mac and cheese. Joe's got grilled onions. mushrooms, fried egg, avocado, and banana.
Don't get mad,
I
man.
Know, he's getting so upset.
You laugh at 90% of the picks I have.
I know, we used to be able to laugh at the day. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
I haven't said a word. I'm being a good sport. I don't know what I honestly don't know what else I could have taken in that last spot there. There's like all fucking right. Nothing. I was sitting on air.
All right. That has been another edition. Look, I thought it had been a good episode. It's a good episode.
It's been a great episode.
It's a good episode.
Dumb show.
It's a good episode.
We will see you next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.